is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so do enjoy those. They are on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And what? You guys are all pointing at your headphones.
It's because you keep on turning the knobs.
Well,
I'm turning my phone.
You guys are
going
to have to handle it on your own.
I can handle it. Thank
okay.
you. So you're going to make me deaf.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can bring up anything. We talked last night about the new health care plan that's being proposed in California. And what I had last night was essentially an Associated Press article just glossing over just the general idea that Arnold Schwarzenegger has proposed a universal insurance coverage plan. It's not total government. It's not the total concept of universal health care in that the government won't be the sole provider of health care. But it is a government-mandated program as far as they will be mandating that you have health insurance coverage or else.
I see.
Like the state of Massachusetts did in 2006. And so Anthony sent me an email from China, actually. The Xinhuanet, ChinaView.cn news service actually has the dirty details on how this proposed health care coverage plan is going to work. Because the AP article didn't even touch on it. They just said, oh, this is great. Schwarzenegger wants universal health care coverage. And they just sort of left it at that. But how is it actually going to work is the question. Well, the Chinese people have the answer. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger intends to ask businesses, doctors, hospitals, individuals, insurers, and the state government to ante up the money. Oh, he's just going to ask them, guys. This is no problem at all. He's just going to ask nicely, and everybody's going to volunteer. It's going to be a voluntary program, apparently.
I can see all the U-Haul trucks leaving California now.
Now it's going to give people one more reason to come to the New Hampshire Free State Project.
You know, he's not going to ask. He's going to mandate.
You're right. He's not.
I don't think people have any idea how many vibrant businesses have left California in the last 20 years because of all this nonsense.
I don't know. I mean, you used to live there. Have you known people specifically that have left for these reasons?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It goes in waves. The stupidity goes up and down like a roller coaster there. And when it gets up to a peak, you see more people and more businesses moving out of there.
And unfortunately, as more businesses move out of California, their economy is going to suffer. And so then the government's going to use that as an excuse to say, oh, we just need more government programs. I mean, we're having such a tough time here in California. Businesses are leaving. The economy is having a tough time. We're going to need to create more benefits. We're going to need more welfare. So it's just going to be used as an excuse for them to increase the welfare state, thereby driving more businesses out and essentially leaving a state full of serfs when all is said and done.
Just when you think they can't increase it more, they do.
Well, now get this. The governor's plan, apparently, is to provide health care coverage to nearly all of the 6.5 million uninsured people in the state and all children, regardless of immigration status. And the governor's plan is likely to spark opposition from powerful interests, including doctors, hospitals, and insurers. Now, why would the hospitals and doctors be against this? Don't they want to help people? Why on earth would health care providers be against government-mandated health insurance? You think they might know something the government doesn't know?
I can't imagine exactly why, but I know that they, for one, the government mandates are going to make it more difficult for them to serve their customers. They're going to, you know, cause them to take lower rates, or at least a standardized rate.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
price fixing, maybe.
Yeah, things like that. It's just not going to really go very well for them.
Getting paid is no fun. Getting paid from the government and filling out all those forms and what a pain in the neck. I wouldn't want it to be a doctor and be in business with that.
I remember once, whenever I encounter someone who works in the healthcare field, I always love to ask them how much of their day is spent filling out forms.
Mm.
And it actually shocked me when I found out that some doctors actually spend portions of their day filling out forms. Because I knew that they'd hired people to be specifically, their job is to fill out forms. There are actually people in the healthcare field that's what they do. That's 97% of their day. The other 3% is a coffee break. I mean, they fill out forms. That's their job. But when I found out that the doctors were spending a couple hours a day as well filling out forms, I was pretty shocked.
I've heard stories in the last few years, too, about doctors actually opting their practice out of all that and only accepting cash.
Private doctors.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, when you are paying in cash, and for instance, I'm going to a doctor on a pretty regular basis, and I talked to him about cash versus insurance. I told him I don't have insurance, and I'd rather pay in cash, and I wanted to negotiate the price. He immediately said, okay.
Okay. Nice.
He wants to negotiate the price. And he negotiated down to something like less than 66%
of the original quote.
Of the original. Yeah.
Wow. So, wait, did he quote you originally, and he didn't know you were paying cash at that
Correct.
Point? Gotcha. Well, here's the rest of the story on the California situation. Now, the claim is that the doctors and hospitals and insurers and employees and unions that are expected to oppose this medical mandation of health care insurance are
one more thing before you go on that. Many young people imagine to themselves, I'd like to grow up and be a doctor. Or
sure
I'd like
do.
To grow up and be a nurse. None of them imagine to themselves. Nobody sits there and when they're in their bed daydreaming, thinking to themselves, I'd like to grow up and fill out endless piles of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to do that because
right.
it stinks.
And
so besides the fact of not being what it is, wasting their time where they could be dealing with people that they could help, they're also you're making them do things they don't want to do.
Right, and that leads to driving them out of the business.
Yeah,
because they got into the business. Most of the people I've ever spoken with in the healthcare business have told me they got in not to make oodles and oodles of dollars, though it's certainly possible. They got in to help people.
Mm-hmm.
They got in because they want to help people who are sick or hurting or whatever, and that was the reason they got into the business. And I could see how disheartening it would be that when you discover that you're going to be spending 33% of your day filling out government forms, that eventually that's going to sort of it's going to dawn on you that this sucks. I'm not helping as many people as I could be. But then again, what are they doing about it? It's not like they're actively standing up against the government. It's not like they're actively rallying against all of these government controls and rules that we have. It's so in place. What was it? The last number I saw was in a Harry Brown book, and he hasn't published a book. He's dead now, unfortunately, but he hasn't published a book since the late 1990s. The last numbers was something like 52% of all dollars spent in healthcare were spent by the government. And I'm sure that number's higher now.
It's turning these people, these medical professionals, into bureaucrats.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it also inflates the cost of medical care because, for one, you've got all these papers to fill out, and that's your time spent that you have to charge somewhere.
Sure.
And the other thing is that the pharmaceutical industry is being subsidized massively by this new system we have because they're being protected, and the use of their products is being mandated by the government.
Sure, and the protection was there before the new system in the form of the FDA.
Right,
so
but it's getting worse.
The whole situation is just bad. I think it probably what happened was the American Medical Association probably that sort of went into cahoots with the government many, many years ago thinking they were going to protect their business, protect their doctor status by teaming up with the state, and now here we are.
Well, a lot of these organizations are actually trade organizations. They're not even consumer protection organizations. They're there to protect certain
That's
interests.
What I mean. Yeah, the AMA is there to protect the status of doctors. Like,
yeah.
They're the people that lobby for rules and regulations that say that even though a nurse may be completely qualified to perform the exact same task, she can't do it because she's not a doctor.
Right. Essentially a doctor's union.
Yeah. So the governor's plan, even though it's supposed to get opposition from doctors, hospitals, and insurers, as well as employees and unions, also allegedly contains benefits for them. So they shouldn't oppose this. Schwarzenegger said, I don't think it's a question or a debate if they ought to be covered. The federal courts have made that decision that no one can be turned away. The question really isn't to treat them or not to treat them. The question is really how can you treat them in the most cost-effective way. So we'll pass legislation, and that will solve the problem. Unfortunately, as Anthony points out...
Doesn't sound like a Republican to me.
Unfortunately, as Anthony points out, this guy is about to terminate freedom as a result of what he's got planned. All Californians would be required to have insurance, although the poorest would be subsidized under Schwarzenegger's proposal. Businesses with 10 employees or more would have to offer insurance to their workers or pay 4% of their payroll into a state fund. Smaller businesses would be exempt. More details on the way, the dirty details as to what this proposed healthcare plan is going to look like. And you should pay attention, even if you're in other states, because now they're talking about doing this on a nationwide level. More on the way, 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. Whatever time your mind goes in here with you.
Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us again on the phones or via email or via the website, 1-800-259-9231. The website is freetalklive.com. All of the features there for you are on the house. And that does include the wiki. We've got over 900 pages created by listeners like you. And you can get in there and edit the wiki for yourself. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Well, register now for the February New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include Jack Cole, Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, as well as Rob Campia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, plus New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. So we're talking about the details on this health care plan that the Terminator, Arnold, has proposed for California. And now, on its face, these sorts of things sound good to people. On its face, the idea of everyone will have health insurance sounds like a good thing. But there's a problem. And the problem is when government forces people to do things. And in this case, government's going to force business owners, we just touched into the details on the program, they're going to force business owners with 10 or more employees to offer insurance to their workers, or if they don't offer the insurance to their workers, then the business owners will be forced to pay 4% of their payroll into a state fund. And they say smaller businesses would be exempt. But essentially, you're going to be, 4% of your payroll into a state fund, you're going to be forced at the point of a gun, if you're a business owner, to contribute to this.
Well, all it's going to do is, wages are what wages are because that's what the market will bear. Mm-hmm. And employees are getting whatever they can in wages because they want to get the best wages that they can, and employers are paying as little as they can because they want to, increase the bottom line. So that's how the market works, and all they're doing is taking 4% out of people's pay and putting it into insurance. And what it's going to be is inefficient insurance because the government's involved. Every time the government gets involved and mandates these things, people don't have to work for their money anymore. The government's mandating that these insurance companies get their money, and so they don't have to work as hard, so they're going to get worse care. Can you imagine how long you're going to sit in a waiting room, in a doctor's waiting room now with universal health care?
Because you're not going to be paying you're not going to be paying the bill.
All those people are going to be, when you have insurance, you can go for every sniffle that you want. And, whereas when you're paying
it's
in
free.
Cash. You're paying
free.
In cash, you go only when you need to.
So it's going to be used and abused is what you're saying.
Right. It's
a mess. And the other thing is, if you're a business owner, put yourself in their place. It's going to discourage you from expanding. Let's just say you have 9 employees
mm-hmm.
right now.
Why bother crossing the line?
Yeah, why bother crossing the line? Just stay small or get out of the state.
Now, I wonder what the answer is going to be for the individuals. For instance, if they're going to mandate that everyone in the state has health coverage, and they may cover it here in the remaining details, but if you're just an individual who's working for his or herself or working at a business where there's only 9 employees, are they going to force you at the point of a gun? Are they going to dock money out of your paycheck? Are they just going to charge you with a crime if you show up at a hospital without a government-approved insurance number? How's that going to work? So there's all kinds of bad reasons. There are plenty of reasons to be opposed to this program. And one of them, in addition to all of what we've just talked about, is that when the government mandates all of this coverage, as Wayne pointed out, there's just going to be a glut of people going in for all kinds of problems, things that they might normally just get by with on their own, wouldn't be necessarily a big issue, but since they've got free health care, they come in and they try to get access to it. Well, as more people try to take advantage of the system in that way, there will be more rules laid down on when you can and when you cannot show up to take advantage of the health care system. And as they start laying out one rule after another, it'll just become an endless process of rulemaking. More and more rules will begin to surround the system and when you can and can't go in and actually obtain the health care coverage that you need. Eventually, it may get to the point where, there was a story that we didn't get to last night that I will get to here in a moment, where the government starts to dictate to you certain behaviors, where the government starts to tell you that, since we're the ones who are insuring you now, since we're the ones mm-hmm. who are providing this coverage, now you can't engage in this particular destructive behavior. Now you can't eat fatty foods. Now you can't smoke cigarettes. Now you can't smoke marijuana. Now it's just going down the list of different things that are supposedly bad for you. At Los Angeles, now looking at a trans fat ban, just like New York City did. So these are all sorts of things that are going to come along down the line after the government assumes total control of the system. Now, control of the insurance portion of the system isn't total control of the system yet, but it's a major step on the way there. How far are we going to be away once the government takes control of the insurance system and the mandates therein to just having the government say, well, it's clear this isn't working. We're going to need to take seize control of all the hospitals.
Well, here it is. It's here it is in its the smaller form, though. When the government forces my company, the company that I work for, to put 4% of my pay into a fund mm-hmm. for my health care, rather than me being able to buy my own, they're taking 4%. So now I'm in the company's health care policy. The company is then going to tell me, look, quit smoking or get out.
Mm.
Or they're going to tell me, look, you need to stop eating so many sugary foods because you've got diabetes and you're fat, and you need to stop or get out. You're running up our rates. And pretty soon, they're just not going to hire smokers. They're just not going to hire people who have diabetes. And
that's not good.
That's how it's going to happen.
Also, insurers would be no longer allowed to deny coverage to people because of their medical problems. The state would subsidize the estimated 1.2 million poor people who don't currently qualify for state health coverage. They would be able to purchase insurance through a state-run pool and would have to make a small contribution toward their premiums. Schwarzenegger is betting that his plan will save $10 billion U.S. dollars a year by cutting health care costs, he says. Says the savings will offset the new fees that he's asking doctors and hospitals to pay, 4% of revenue for hospitals and 2% for doctors. So not only will businesses be paying 4% of their payroll into a state system, but doctors and hospitals will also be charged 4% and 2%. Not respectively, but in reverse there. The state would also increase what it pays doctors and hospitals through Medi-Cal, the state insurance plan for the poor. The governor was supposed to give his address in person to a panel of health care officials. Instead, he spoke via video link, since he's still recuperating from a broken leg suffered in a skiing accident.
Ouch.
So I guess he got in a little oopsie on the ski slopes, and when he was sitting in the hospital, maybe he got all sentimental about people who are in the hospital, and that's why he decided to propose this idea.
I had a near-death experience.
Yeah, and so now he's going to shove this system down the throats of every Californian, just like the state of Massachusetts is doing it to every Massachusetts resident as well.
Yeah, Mitt Romney's a conservative, huh?
Arnold's supposed to be a Republican, too.
Well, not a conservative, though. I don't think Arnold ever claimed to be a conservative. I think Mitt Romney has, though.
Well, speaking of Massachusetts, the story about there's a story coming out of Massachusetts about some young people who got a report card about their weight.
Oh, no.
And not about their grades. We'll get into that. Plus, speaking of Massachusetts as well, Ted Kennedy is talking about a universal health plan for all of the United States. And your calls as well about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That is updates.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the California plan, Governor Schwarzenegger's plan, to mandate that everyone in the state of California have health insurance coverage. Now, on its face, it sounds great. Hey, everybody should have health insurance coverage. It's a sensible idea to have health insurance coverage. It's just the problem is, when government force gets involved with anything at all, there's all sorts of unintended consequences that are going to come about. I want to explore those unintended consequences more in a moment. But first, I want to propose a couple of possible solutions. I know, Wayne, you wanted to talk about medical savings plans, so hold that thought for a moment. But I just want to just throw out the general solution of let's get the government the heck out of healthcare, period. Because the reason why all these politicians, and there's another article about how Ted Kennedy's talking about how he wants this, he wants these sorts of plans, these mandates for the entire country, and they use the excuse of, well, health insurance is so expensive. Well, health insurance is so expensive because the government continues to apply mandate after mandate to the health insurance industry. In addition, they're insuring an industry that is heavily regulated by the U.S. federal and local and state governments. And because of all those regulations, unlike most markets, like for instance the computer business, in the computer business, computers get cheaper over time, and you get more for what you pay for. You buy a computer for $1,000 today, and it's going to be a heck of a lot better than a computer 10 years ago.
One of the few free markets in this country in a long time.
Relatively free.
They're
still regulated by the FCC, compliance, and all of that. But the point is, they're getting better over time. Products getting cheaper and getting better. It is possible to have cheaper and better. The computer industry proves it. Medical care could be the same way. There's certainly the demand for medical care out there. I mean, you can still get by in life without having a computer. Believe it or not, there are people who, in their lives don't even touch computers, and they're okay. But eventually, you're going to need to have some sort of medical care as you get older. So there's plenty of demand out there. There's no reason why these products, medical products and services, shouldn't be getting cheaper and better over time. More easy to access, more affordable, and just generally better. But unfortunately, it's not working that way. Yeah, new technologies do come out from time to time just because there's such a drive for them. But the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is shackling medical development. And I don't even know what some of the other bureaucracies are that are involved. Obviously, government's medical Medicare programs, Medicaid, all these subsidy programs, rules and regulations, governments are strangling the medical industry. And because of that strangling, because of that lack of market competition, prices are going up instead of going down. And since prices are going up, the insurers have to figure out a way to cover those costs, so they have to raise their prices. And as a result, the government says, oh man, this is such a problem. Prices are so high. We're going to need to pass more programs to solve it. When, of course, it was their programs in the first place that caused the problem. This is typical government behavior. They create a program. Program creates unintended consequences. Unintended consequences are then used as an excuse to create more programs. So the answer here is not more programs, not more mandates, not more cost fixing or whatever else it is the government's going to come up with. The answer is to get the government completely out of healthcare and allow the market to provide it. Well, but what about the poor? Well, if the government's out of healthcare, as we pointed out, costs will go down, so it'll be just more affordable, period, to buy healthcare out of pocket. Health insurance will become more affordable, and charities would pick up the ball for anybody that needed the extra assistance. Hospitals have charity wings, believe it or not.
Yeah. And medical care, the whole paradigm of care nowadays has gotten so skewed and distorted by government regulation that if you go to a doctor and ask him about preventative care, they'll look at you like you're a Martian, because their whole modality is they're treating symptoms. They're not helping you to prevent disease.
Mm.
And if you go to a doctor and you want some inexpensive natural treatment, they can't give it to you because he's afraid he's going to get sued for malpractice because it's not a standard practice.
Not approved.
It's not approved.
Even something he knows about or studies.
Right. But see, that's the problem, is that I know people in Florida, you probably do too, older folks that are on 20 or 30 different medications all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what their drug bill is every month?
I can't even imagine.
It's got to be huge.
It's nuts.
It's one of the reasons why we see stories from time to time about older people selling drugs, because they got to cover the costs. They sell their pills on the street.
We're talking about thousands of dollars per month out of the pockets of elderly people who can't afford it.
Mm.
And then they have to take out reverse mortgages on their house so they can pay for their drugs.
But at least the government made that program for them so that they can have nothing to leave to their heirs.
Well, and the FDA also protects the medicine industry.
Oh, boy.
Because they won't allow the holistic providers. And some of it's total crap, but some of it, I believe, is actually effective.
Right.
I say whatever works should be able to be, you know, on the marketplace and let the market decide what works. But unfortunately, with the FDA in the game, they don't allow the holistic providers and that sort of herbal-style medicine. Mm-hmm. They can't make claims.
Most drugs are actually derived from plants or herbs, and a lot of these herbs have been around thousands of years and have worked effectively.
But you can't put a bottle full of herbs on a counter anywhere and put a little flyer beneath it or point-of-purchase informational thing that says, "We'll cure blah, blah, blah. We'll treat blah, blah, blah." You can't do that.
You can't use the word cure because any disease has to be cured by a drug. That's
right.
The law.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
so
ridiculous.
They can't make these claims, and so therefore, you really just sort of have to know what to buy. Someone has to give you a recommendation, sort of quietly, and they have to say, well, okay, if you go and get this root from the healthcare store, then it might help you with your problem. It might help your discomfort. You know, there's all these keywords and code words that people
have to use. It's very critical how you say it. You can make structure function health claims as of 1994 because of the Deshaies Law. It was called the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. It created a new category under the FDA, which basically they call a nutraceutical, which is a food that has pharmaceutical effect in the body.
Mm.
As long as you have research to back up what you're saying, you can say, well, this increases your T-cell count. That's a structure function claim. You're not saying it cures cancer or anything like that, but you can say certain things, but you have to be very careful what you say and how you say it.
The reason why you have to be really careful isn't because the market's going to punish you. It's because the FDA is going to come in there with guns a-blazing in some cases. And I mean it. They will kick in the doors of healthcare shops. Not healthcare shops, not the right word. What's like the vitamins places with all the
clinics too, by the way.
They'll kick in people's doors if they're selling something that's not approved. Or they're selling something with claims that they're not supposed to be making.
There have been health clinics where they've treated people, like for cancer, for example, with non-conventional methods and have been very successful. Never had one complaint from a patient, and the FDA goes in there with guns and shuts them down.
But people are going to worry, Wayne, what about the snake oil salesman? If we got rid of the FDA, what about the people that would just cook up some sort of concoction in their kitchen and then start claiming that it's going to cure AIDS and that sort of thing? I mean, what about them?
Well, that's why you've got to have research to back up your claims on a product. If you've got scientific research independent that you're not paying for, that shows that your product does this or that, that's good due diligence.
You know, and people can claim whatever they want about their product. If I have a disease and I take the product and the product doesn't do anything for it, then I'm not going to I'm not going to make a recommendation to my friend who has the same problem.
And
at some point or another, it's just going to peter away.
Independent organizations
gotta do what it says it's going to do.
Right, independent third party testing organizations like Consumer Reports and that sort of thing would be Johnny on the spot when it comes to those sorts of providers.
Underwriters Laboratories. There's so many different independent testing agencies that
could
be employed.
There's still plenty of quackery out there today. Plenty of it. And they get away with it for a long time. I mean, there's all kinds of garbage.
Yeah, but the second or third leading cause of death in America every year is pharmaceuticals. And they're supposed to be safe.
Yeah. I thought it was, at one point or another, it was heart disease, was AIDS, and then it was lung disease, but AIDS has slipped down the old ladder, but I don't know.
Let's go to the phones and talk to William in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I work at a government-run hospital for a contractor.
A government-run hospital in America?
Oh, yes.
Is it a VA hospital?
No, it's not a VA hospital.
Huh, I didn't know there were other government-run hospitals. I'd like you to explain, if you can hang on, we're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. I thought it was just a VA. I thought that was the only government-run hospital, so I'm curious about this. Your calls as well about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer? And you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment. Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage
from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. In here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, that we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn what that's all about. Essentially, it allows you to support the show for $3 a month. And it's above and beyond everything that we do for free on our website, because the entire site is on the house. So this is a voluntary choice. Over 300 of our listeners, 300 of them, have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers. And actually, there's a few of them that I've yet to process, and I thank you for your patience as you wait for me to slowly get around to processing the amplifiers.
Oh, and thanks if you aren't patient, too.
And so head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn about the program. Essentially, it's a simple concept. You send in $3 a month, we turn it around into promoting the show. We get the show on more radio stations, we get more internet listeners, and it's working. Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to William in Tennessee. William, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Yeah, I was talking to you. I work for a government-run hospital, and the quality of the care... I'll give you a for instance.
Okay.
My wife and I had our first child at a privately run for-profit hospital.
Okay.
And the birthing room was really nice, you know, nicely lit with wood furniture, wood paneling on all of the cabinets and everything.
Mm-hmm.
All of the amenities of a nice hotel room. The birthing rooms in our hospital are what you would think from a 1950s hospital.
Wow.
I mean, they're so, like, cold and just, you know, the idea is to crank them out as fast and as cheaply as you can.
Why, why is there a government-run hospital in Tennessee? What's the reason for it?
Oh, we have a huge... Everybody expects the government to pay for their health care for some reason. It is, PennCare is our Medicaid program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just for low income. If you're lower middle class, you can sometimes get on the system if mm-hmm. you're uninsurable, or you can pay. It's based on your ability to pay. And the system's almost bankrupt. It's, like, completely insolvent. But yeah.
Wow. So let me see if I understand this correctly. You're telling me that the 10Care, the local state Medicare program, the 10Care, 10Cade? I'm sorry, was it 10Care or 10Cade?
It's 10Care. It's Medicaid. Medicare and Medicaid are two different things.
Right. 10 care. Okay. So it's 10 care, but it's Medicaid on a state level.
Right.
All right. So 10 care has grown to the point where it's so large they actually had to create a government hospital. How many government hospitals are there in the state of Tennessee?
Usually if it's attached to like a public university, I don't want to say which one I work for, but if it's attached to a public university, it's generally a publicly owned, healthcare system. And the administrators attached to it are bureaucrats. And the last thing that you want is a bureaucrat overseeing your health care.
I can only imagine. Now, why are you working for this place? I mean, did you just not have any other options?
No. I work for a contractor, and we service all kinds of hospitals, both public and private.
I see. So you get to go into different places, and this is just one of the places that you happen to go in and do work.
Right. This is the place that I'm assigned to.
Oh, so you're there all the time then?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my. Yes. What are some other things that that you've seen go on?
The availability of health care when it's free to people. There are people that literally check themselves into the emergency room once a week at our hospital.
The same people?
The same person, yes, will come every single week with some sort of
paper. sounds like Otis the Drunk on Andy Griffith.
That's exactly what it is. But they don't have to pay, so what's it to them?
Come on in. Yep, amazing. You know what? We got to let you go. Your phone's a little bit iffy, but thank you for the call. And call us again with more government hospital stories, because they're very educational, I think. They're very instructive to people out there that just believe in this fantasy that government can effectively provide health care to people.
Right.
It can't.
Once it's free, then people don't have any value for it. For instance, a friend of mine, as you know, I used to be a volunteer firefighter, and I had a friend of mine who's a professional firefighter, and they said, well, you know, there's all kinds of people that essentially just call the ambulance just to get a ride to the hospital. You know, how many times do people go to the hospital don't really need an ambulance?
Right.
I think every time I've gone to the hospital, whether it's to take somebody else, my friend cut his hand, or my nephew cut his hand on a miter saw.
Get in
the
car.
Pretty big deal. Yeah. I gave him a towel. I said, get in the car. I figured I could, I'm 5 minutes away from the hospital. I can get him there faster than the ambulance can get from there to my house and get him back.
Heck yeah, you
Why
can.
Do that? I got him in the, put him in my car and took him off. He didn't bleed on anything.
Did you run some red lights and stuff?
No.
Oh,
I didn't need to. There's not even really that many red lights between there. Probably stop signs.
You know, Ian, I'm a big proponent of medical savings plans.
That's what I wanted to get into next, is another possible option for people. What's that? What is that?
Well, basically right now, let's just say you have a family of four, and you're paying, say, $1,000 a month for your health insurance.
Oof.
And you've got a deductible, let's say. And basically you're taking $1,000 and you're throwing it down a rat hole.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And especially if you're healthy, like we are.
Right, so, I'm a young person, so it's a waste of money.
You're not going to use it. So there's a new plan that was recently developed by a libertarian-minded person called the Medical Savings Account or Medical Savings Plan. And what it does is basically it requires you to take out a high deductible insurance policy, say $5,000 deductible or a $2,500 deductible.
Okay.
So you're not going to tap into it much.
Right.
The one that I have.
Unless it's something critical that happens.
Right, and that's what will break you. You know, $100, $200 here or there is not really going to break you, but
right.
If you broke a leg or something, had to go to the emergency room, then you're going to get hit with a big bill, so
okay.
You won't have insurance for that. And then, so let's just say that I take that $1,000 a month, but let's just say that 400 of it goes to that high deductible insurance plan, and then the other 600 of it goes into a savings account that I can only use for medical expenses, including pharmaceuticals if I need them.
Who administrates that?
Well, there are companies. Insurance companies do administrate it. I use one particular one, but there are many now that do it.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it puts the medical care back in my hands. I can make choices to minimize my premium, but also how much money I can build up in my account, because that money keeps building up like an IRA. It's like an IRA on steroids.
It pays interest?
It does, and I can also use it for retirement. It doesn't go away at the end of every year. It keeps building up. So if I don't use that money, it just keeps building up with
interest.
Do you
have to report it to the IRS?
You only have to report money that you took out for non-medical expenses.
So you can withdraw it for other reasons?
You could, but you don't want to get into that.
Right.
It's basically there for medical expenses. You can build up as large as it wants. You get paid interest on it.
What kind of rates are we talking about?
Not great. But
better than a savings account?
About the same.
Roundabout.
About the same, yeah.
Huh.
But the nice thing is that if you need to have health insurance, which a lot of us do, at least you're not throwing all the money down the rat hole.
And it comes out pre-tax. So
yes,
there's a big savings as far as that goes.
What do you mean pre-tax?
It's pre-tax dollars as opposed to post-tax dollars.
I don't understand.
You make your salary is $40,000 a year.
Okay.
But $10,000 or $15,000 of it goes to income tax.
Okay.
Well, your pre-tax the pre-tax dollars are the $40,000.
Right.
So you take the money out of that that number, mm-hmm. and then it's your taxes are discounted.
In other words, every penny you put into that is basically tax deductible, because you're not using it for your personal expenses, you're using it for medical, if you take it out at all.
So wait a minute, how is it that you avoid taxes on it? It's that the company you work for pays into the account?
Or you could yourself, if you're self-employed.
Right. So for somebody like me, who is self-employed, you could still open one of these medical savings accounts?
Yeah.
And
they're terrific, especially if you're a healthy person. Now, I did see an article about a month ago.
Wait, hold on. Why is it better than just putting money into a savings account?
Well, because you could put money into a savings account, but if you do get in a car accident or have a serious condition, that can wipe you out. I mean, a week in a hospital can wipe you out.
And money in a savings account, you can't put in there pre-tax.
I see.
That's true, too, yeah.
Because, if you get money, you get paid that money, and you do whatever you want with it, whether you buy ginger ale or, mm-hmm. Pay car payments or mortgage payments or put it in a savings account. Whereas with, because of the medical savings account, you're allowed to take it out pre-tax, and that's a that's a very big advantage.
Yeah, but it does give you incentive to keep yourself healthy, because it's nice to see the balance on that account keep going up rather than down.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I saw an article about medical savings plans about a month ago where somebody was complaining that all the healthy people are doing these and we're not going to have enough healthy people to support all the sick, stupid people who are living bad lifestyles. And
really?
That's true.
But you still have an insurance account. It's just not it's just a larger deductible.
It's a larger deductible, and for me, it's combined per year for the whole family. So if I never hit it, so I pay for all the kids' medical bills and dental bills and everything right out of that account.
Out of the savings account.
Yes,
got it. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll free line for you. Hour number 2 is on the way. Still got to talk about the story. Report cards for fatness. Coming up, Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What is this?